Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there on the site. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And the captain.
Also, we are expecting Peakless Mountaineer, but sometimes the traffic gets the best of him, and he'll probably be here at some point. Plus, later tonight, after 10:30 Eastern time, you guys are expecting to do Beard Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Much later, so we'll tell you more about that as the night goes on. We're going to get into the latest on Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, that's right.
Still open.
Still dozens of people.
More than that.
More than dozens?
35 now.
That is technically dozens.
Well, it's two dozen.
Plus almost some. Three dozen, yeah.
Plus some.
So you can comment on anything you want, though. The number is 603-283-6160. Yes, Guantanamo Bay, that place where they took a bunch of people without any kind of judicial process, without any kind of trial.
Literally, like, black bags over their heads, tossing them into vans, putting them on, you know, flights, untrackable flights late at night through military operations,
just
all that kind of stuff.
Simply accusing them of doing things,
yeah.
Never proving it, and keeping them there for now decades of their lives.
This guy was there for 20 years and never really accused of anything.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that. Plus, also we'll get into the latest news, financial news, which is the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, apparently for the fourth time in a row, and that is a historic amount of times in a row that they've raised interest rates, and that's not good news. But again, 603-283-6160. Remember when that presidential candidate said he was going to, who became president, said he was going to close Guantanamo Bay? Remember that?
Yeah, he also said that whenever a new legislation proposal comes across his desk, that he was going to put it online for everybody to see and before he makes his decision on it.
I think they do that.
No, he never did that.
Well, maybe he didn't do it, but Congress has an online system. You can go and you can read all the stuff. It's really boring, but it's there.
Yeah, no, this was when it comes across the president's desk specifically.
I mean, I think that would just be whatever's up on the...
Like if he's up for vetoing it or whatever, right? That kind of thing.
I'm not sure what you're saying. So,
yeah,
like,
okay.
Both the House and the Senate have websites where you can go and you can read that stuff if that's what you really want to spend your
time on. They don't even read it themselves.
Well, right. They certainly don't. Yeah, so, like, why, you know, does anyone read these things? Do the people who actually write them? I mean, obviously someone is writing this stuff, but is some one person writing a 1,000-page bill? There's no way, right? Like, it must be done by different lawyers or whatever, just throwing it into the same document.
There's so much crap involved in legislation that I can't believe people even stand for it. Like let's take something like the free trade agreement, right? That was some years ago, you know, pushed and pushed in the
quote
media.
Unquote.
Quote, unquote, right? And here's what a free trade agreement should really say. You are free to trade with whomever you choose,
right,
as long as it's voluntary.
Yeah.
Period.
That's it. No
should
restrictions.
Be like one sentence,
yeah.
Less than a page. You could probably fit several different ones of these on a page so you can save space.
Yeah.
You know, but no, the free trade agreement is like an encyclopedia long or something. I don't know. It's like insane, man.
It is insane. And you're absolutely right. People don't read this stuff. How could they? How could these politicians spend the time to read this? How could the average person spend the time to read this stuff? It's absolutely an impossibility. But yet they say you must know what the law is. You
ignorance is not an excuse.
Yeah. The ignorance of the law is not an excuse. And that is a ridiculous concept on its face. But the people in the case of Guantanamo Bay, many of them were never even accused of violating a law. Just somebody told the U.S. military they ought to snatch them up. Or the CIA or whoever.
Or they're like 1 or 2 degrees away from like a guy who did a thing, that kind of a thing.
And if I recall correctly, some of them were even snatched up by like, you know, the Pakistani government or something that and then just handed over to the United States. Like, whoa, we think this guy's bad. So here you go.
Yep.
And then they just put him in Guantanamo Bay. And, of course, torturing them, by the way. It's not just that they're holding them there.
Right.
There's actual torture that has been going on there. I mean, there's just nothing good you can say about this. There was no trial. There was no judicial process. There's no due process, no rights. And, by the way, the idea of rights is a human concept,
right?
Okay, so a lot of people, they look at the Constitution or the Bill of Rights in the United States and say, well, it's the government has granted us these rights.
No, that's not how rights work.
That's not at all how rights work, because the idea of rights is a human agreement.
Yeah.
That we all agree that it's beneficial. And by the way, Peakless Mountaineer joining us. Welcome, sir.
Glad I could make it.
And
I'd like to point out that your rights are my responsibility.
What do you mean by that?
So, for example, if you have a right not to be murdered, then I have to not murder you. That's how that works. It's an exchange. Now, what I get for that is you not murdering me.
Indeed. That's why I say that rights are agreement.
My rights are your responsibility. Like, it's an agreement, it's an exchange, it's reciprocal.
Yes.
And it doesn't work unless both parties are on the same page about it.
Correct. And we're not on the same page, unfortunately, with these government people who do not actually believe in rights. Now, they'll give lip service to it. You know,
helps them get elected.
Right. They'll talk about gun rights, or they'll talk about your right to privacy or whatever, and then they'll completely violate those concepts.
They know that we love having rights, because it's good to have rights. It's nice not being, you know, tortured and abducted and having all of your things stolen at whim. Like, that's nice. We like it. It's helpful for human flourishing. So they know that if they tell us, if they promise, we will keep your rights, we will protect your rights, that we, if we're stupid enough to believe them, when it has nothing to do with anything they've ever done in their lives, with what they've done with their voting records, with the policies that they've advocated, with any of the things they've actually done, if we're stupid enough to believe them, then we will vote for them.
The bothersome part to me is twofold. One, there are far too many people on planet Earth, much less the United States of America, who believe that rights come from government. Government is the bestower of rights. This is not true. It's a huge problem. It's a huge mental hurdle to get over when talking to people sanely about what government is and how it functions and that kind of thing. And then the second part of it is how many people conflate something that they want with a right.
Like a right to health care.
Yes. That's not a right. That's a market thing. Right. You need to participate. You want health care? You need to purchase it. Right, that is a market activity.
You have no right to my stuff.
Correct.
Or in that case, that would be your labor.
Right.
A person
so
has
you
as a doctor.
Right.
You are working, and you should be compensated for that work. Now, that's not to say that there...
Or my money to pay a doctor, for that matter.
Sure. Right. But that's not to say that there shouldn't be options out there for charitable giving towards health care. I think a lot of people misunderstand and say, you libertarians, you just don't care about people. You don't want to take care of the sick. You don't want to take care of the elderly. Then that's not true at all.
It's not true at all. In fact, libertarians are some of the most charitable people I've ever met.
Yeah, and libertarians, voluntarist people, believe in voluntary charity. We believe further that charity is actually a much more efficient process as far as helping people than some government program.
Oh, yeah, government is not charity, and that's another thing that bothers me is that way too many people conflate government with charity. They think that because government is taking money out of their paycheck or whenever they buy something or when they sell something or when they die, the inheritance, all these taxes that they pay, they think that, that makes me a good person because government is doing all of these things that, you know, I think might be good to do as a human, but they don't actively participate in them themselves. Yeah. I know way too many people who never give to charity, but think that because they pay taxes, they're a fine, upstanding citizen.
Yeah, if I stick a gun in your ribs, I can't say thank you for your contribution without being a hypocrite.
Right.
And that's exactly what the government does.
Yep, if violence is involved, if it's not voluntary, it's not charity. and it's no good. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We can continue here because there's news about Guantanamo Bay. On the way, this is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, the live Saturday show. The number for you if you want to join in is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Peakless Mountaineer, and Captain Kickass here in the studio. Phones are open as always. We started out with a little bit of a discussion about human rights. And, you know, one of those things is, like, the right to actually confront your accuser in, you know, if somebody's saying you've done something to them, you should be able to actually talk to that person and ask them some questions. At least that's one of the rights when it comes to governments.
Well, and so your rights under law are the law's responsibility. Now, this isn't a really big thing to me because, like, I expect them to break their word. Their foundation is we get to perform acts of violence against peaceful people, and you don't. But to pretty much everybody else, whether or not you have rights under law is important. Well, if you're going to have them, it's their responsibility to hold themselves back in this way. And I don't see why they would. And they certainly don't.
Right. So Guantanamo Bay, a person apparently has been released. We'll get into that story. We're also going to get to your phone calls. But speaking of court, I've got court coming up here in about 4 weeks. I'm going to be facing 25 charges or something like that, a couple dozen charges of completely victimless so-called crimes in relation to the sale of Bitcoin without asking government permission. It's called the Crypto Six. There were six of our friends and co-hosts who were arrested about almost 2 years ago. It was early 2021, and there's a documentary that may be made about this, but it does need funding. The Indiegogo backing thing is up right now. You can go to ballotofthecrypto6.com. That's Ballot of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6, and you can become a backer there and get perks like T-shirts, possibly hosting Free Talk Live, dinner or lunch with some of your favorite hosts, and it'll help the independent producers of this documentary film. They've already come up with a great 9-minute long trailer, so you can kind of watch what you might get of a full-length film and get a feel for what that might be like over at Ballot of the Crypto 6 with the number 6.com. Let's go to John. He's in Delaware, listening on the radio. WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you guys were talking about rights, and if I remember correct, it's been quite some time since civics class, but as far as personal rights go, I think it's like your rights end where my rights begin, if you understand where I'm coming from on that.
Yeah, like I have a right to swing my arm right up until your face, figuratively speaking.
Absolutely. You guys remember being taught that way, right, or am I losing it?
Yes. Now, when you say figuratively speaking,
a lot of nonsense that they taught us in school.
When you say figuratively speaking,
yeah, it is a figure of speech
because if you are
intimidating you is an infringement on your
right. That's not a right. If I think you're actually going
to
hit me,
but that was the phrase was that your right to swing your arm ends at my nose. It was the figure of speech that I remember from high school age and all that.
I get your point, but if you're swinging your arm, I'm not going to know where that's going to end. And if you're close enough, then there's a right to defend yourself in that particular case.
Yeah, well, you guys, great minds think alike. I'm with you on that one. As soon as I feel the wind, you've assaulted me, sir. But anyway, my point was with the federal government, man, and like these people were never meant to be as powerful as they have gotten.
Right.
They were put in place to maintain the roads and the bridges, to keep the military strong up and running and keep us safe, and keep our borders safe and keep us sovereign.
No. That's
meant by whom?
I'm sorry, but you started out good, but then you went bad. The U.S. military, the Army, was never even intended to exist as a standing army.
It was explicitly disallowed by the Constitution of the United States.
I mean, there was a Navy,
I think,
they provided
for. That's right.
Yeah, you can go check it out, man. The rule was it was not supposed to be a standing army. But they could call one together if they needed it for a period of, I believe, 2 years.
1 year.
I thought it was two.
It was 1 year.
So the federal government didn't even have a right to even form a military, let alone do what it's doing today.
Correct. So that's why
are out of control.
That's why what they do is every couple years they have a Military Authorization Act, which reauthorizes the military for 2 more years.
It's on like auto pay or auto renew, like your cable subscription.
Yeah, man, you see, this is why I listen to you guys, because I learn something new every time I listen.
Also, you mentioned the borders. Also false. There was no such thing. The U.S. Constitution does not talk about immigration. It only talks about naturalization. And the difference is very key, right? Naturalization is, do you want to become a citizen of this so-called United States? Well, there's a process.
You want to be a United States of an American citizen.
Right, but there's a process for that. Right?
Exactly.
So the naturalization process shows what you have to do that. But that doesn't mean that you can't be here without being a citizen. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you have to jump through some stupid bureaucratic hoops or pay ridiculous fees and fill out paperwork just to come here and live a better life.
Yeah. This was set up as a federated system, so that was left to the states. Now, if this state does not want anyone in there unless they are a citizen, well, that was left to that state.
Mm.
And it could be unless you're a citizen of this state, we don't want anyone in here. Or a citizen of this state, and you pay $5. Whatever it is that state wanted to decide, that was left to the states by the original framework.
Do
you guys think the federal government's gone a little bit too far with infringement on states' rights?
Way too far. Like you were saying,
is water wet in a liquid state.
like when you were saying when you started the call, John, the federal government was supposed to be, it's called an administration for a reason. It was just supposed to be some secretarial stuff, some money counters, some, sign some paperwork, pay some bills, that kind of thing. It was never meant to become the behemoth, massive military power that it is.
Meant by whom?
It's unbelievable, man. We don't live in a communist regime at this point, man. I mean, they run everything.
I'd argue it's fascist, but potato, potato. There were elements in the Founding Fathers that did design it so that it would grow into this monstrosity.
That's true.
Hamilton being chief among them. Old Madison, weirdly enough, being opposed by later Madison.
Shot in a duel?
Yeah.
Didn't Hamilton
Aaron
die
Burr.
In a duel? Didn't Burr kill Hamilton?
Yeah, and, a little late, I think.
Well, unfortunately, his ideas didn't die with him.
Exactly.
That's the fact. We live in exactly the world he wanted.
Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. He was a big central bank guy, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And one thing that I'd like to point out as far as just the general topic of rights. So a lot of this comes down to a more primal question. Like, are we above the government or is the government above us?
Well, there's the theory and then there's the reality.
Well, and even in theory, there are a lot of people who really deeply believe that fundamentally governments must and should always be above their people.
Yeah, these are the people who treat government as a religion. More so than they treat their own religions.
Government is God.
In my opinion. Right. Because this is the deity that they look up to and they worship, and whatever they say goes regardless of what their religions say.
Yeah, people have no right to own human beings, but governments, they are divine creatures with all the right in the world to own every human being.
Aren't governments just people?
No. they're divine. They have different rules.
More.
That's why they
wear different costumes and everything.
Abducting people is good when government does it. Murdering people around the world is good.
Governments
would not be good enough if they didn't murder enough people.
It's not murder when they do it.
Right. War.
Then
taxation.
It's a godly taking of life.
Civil asset forfeiture.
Kinetic military action. The number here is 603-283-6.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A push of the U.S. Congress to make daylight savings time permanent, which was unanimously passed by the Senate earlier this year, has stalled out in the House, with a key lawmaker telling Reuters they have been unable to reach consensus. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people. The country's strict COVID containment approach is still able to control the virus despite the high transmissibility of COVID variants and asymptomatic carriers, an official from the Chinese National Health Commission told a news conference. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on Saturday issued an open letter to Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, urging him to ensure human rights are central to the management of Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join the show. Pick up what you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And that is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And I'm helping. He's the captain. Captain Kickass.
I am.
So phones are open here. We've been talking about human rights, and this is all around a story that we haven't even started yet, which is about a guy who got released, apparently. Captain, you have this story, from Guantanamo Bay. Tell me a little bit about him. I presume this story is going to give us the background as to why, allegedly, this man was put in a prison cell for 20 years and likely tortured for a good chunk of that.
This is from the New York Times, well, places.
Okay. And not the regular low-grade torture. We're talking like waterboarding torture.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has seen some things. His name is Saifullah Paracha, age 75. The headline reads, U.S. releases Guantanamo's oldest prisoner.
Wow.
So he was the eldest of all the prisoners. He was the 36th, so upon his release there apparently are only 35 prisoners left at Guantanamo, but he was accused of being an Al-Qaeda sympathizer, was held for 2 decades, but never charged with anything, a crime of any kind.
That's why they put you in a black site, so they don't have to charge you with anything.
You have sympathies. You're going to prison.
It's kind of even worse than that.
How dare you imagine that our government might be tyrannical?
We'll show you.
By being more tyrannical than you thought we could possibly be.
Oh, what's that? You heard we're the great Satan? Well, We're going to prove it.
Let's see if we can live up to that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So the United States has released the U.S. military's oldest prisoner on the war on terror, a 75-year-old businessman who was held for nearly two decades as a suspected sympathizer of Al-Qaeda, but never charged with a crime.
He's lucky to be alive at 75 years old in a place like that.
Yeah. Mr. Paracha, a former legal resident of New York, was once Guantanamo's most unusual and better known, quote, forever prisoners, unquote.
Mm.
The fact that they have something called forever prisoners mm-hmm. should be disturbing to, well, anybody, really. Military prosecutors never sought to put him on trial, but review panels considered him too dangerous to release until last year.
Wow.
His transfer in a secret military mission that Pakistani government disclosed on Saturday culminated months of negotiations to arrange his return. The Pentagon declined to comment, of course. Biden administration officials have declined to say whether security restrictions were imposed on Mr. Paracha, but the U.S. national security officials have typically sought monitoring of former military prisoners and restrictions on their travel for at least 2 years. So he might be out of Guantanamo Bay, the prison.
But he's still on probation.
He may have an ankle monitor or be subject to some sort of monitoring.
Our expert psychologists have determined that for some reason he may have been radicalized.
While he was in there?
Abducting him and, like, severely torturing this guy might have radicalized him. That makes him too dangerous to ever let go.
Mr. Paracha arrived at Guantanamo in the early days of detention operations when hundreds of young men captured abroad filled cell blocks at the seafront compound. Just before he left, the 21st Commander of Prison Operations, a National Guard general from Michigan, had taken charge, and the detainee population had dwindled to 36. Of them, 21 have been approved for transfer to the custody of another country with security arrangements that satisfy the Secretary of Defense, for example, participation in a rehabilitation program.
So they're pawning them. Hold on. They're pawning them off to other governments?
Yes. And potentially even other prisons. So they might be leaving Guantanamo Bay, but potentially still remaining a captive of some government somewhere. To the satisfaction of the Secretary of Defense.
This is insane. I did not realize that that was going on as well. I figured, once you're out of Guantanamo, you can go back to your family and, you know, everything's okay. But no.
Now shove him in a Pakistani prison.
Right. Yep. So now you're like within this dark network of government-run prisons, and who knows where you're going to end up next.
Yep. At Guantanamo, Mr. Paracha stood out amongst predominantly younger Muslim men, most of whom were captured in their teens and 20s by Afghan or Pakistani militias and turned over to the United States as presumptive foot soldiers of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. He was captured July 2003.
Right, let's pause that for a moment, because what that could simply be, you know how some of these Middle Eastern places are where they're constantly fighting over their religious beliefs in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
It could very well be that he is one of the, he's against the particular beliefs of the group of men that, that captured him. And they said, well, we know this businessman, this at that time 55-year-old businessman. He's now 75 or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, we know this guy. He's a really well-known businessman, and he thinks differently than we do. So we've got a connection with the U.S. government, and they're running this prison. We'll just go ahead and drop him over there and tell him he's a terrorist, and then that's it. Done.
Yeah.
What do you do? You can't do anything. Nothing. You're stuck in this place. You have no acknowledged human rights, not by the U.S. federal government, and 20 years later, now you're being handed off back to the Pakistani government.
Quite literally the slave to these, dark government agents.
It's insane.
I'm sure he can go right back to being a businessman. None of his skills have degraded. None of his contacts are out of date,
His business is still chugging right along.
Yeah,
surely.
Great.
Surely.
He was captured in July 2003 in an FBI sting operation in Thailand. Businessmen posing as Kmart representatives lured him from his home in Pakistan to Bangkok to discuss what turned out to be a bogus merchandising deal. Instead, intelligence agents seized, hooded, and shackled him and flew him to Afghanistan.
Wow.
Imagine that. Imagine you're like, Yeah. Ah, sweet. I'm getting a merchandising deal, right. Maybe through Kmart or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to Bangkok and go meet with some people to make this business arrangement and, you know, try and, you know, continue my business, make some money, you know, grow my business, right? Feed my family, all that kind of stuff. And you get hooded and shackled and shipped off to Guantanamo Bay for 20 freaking
years.
That
is the worst blue light special I've ever heard of.
Paracha was held at first at U.S. military prison in Bagram, Afghanistan, where he had a heart attack, his lawyer said. Rather than send him to the secret prison network run by the CIA, where prisoners were tortured, the Bush administration moved him to Guantanamo in his 14th month
of
U.S. detention.
Well, that's compassionate of them. They were being really compassionate there.
Yes, so nice.
Yeah.
He became an early example of the challenge of holding aging and infirm prisoners at the remote U.S. Navy base, which flies in the military medical specialists from the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they rose to the challenge, and they kept him for 20 more years after that.
Saifullah should never have been in Guantanamo, said Clive Stafford Smith, a human rights lawyer who's been visiting him at the prison since 2005.
Should have been in Guantanamo. No one ever, under any reasonable circumstance.
Except maybe some of these politicians and their lackeys.
I was going to say, I wouldn't shed a tear if George Bush and Barack Obama were
spending time. We need
there.
A trial to explain why we are locking them up forever. We need to explain this is what they did. These are their war crimes. These are the things that must never be repeated.
Mm.
And Guantanamo will never have a trial.
Nope. No, it's true. They won't. So this Clive Stafford Smith, a human rights lawyer, has been visiting this guy since 2005. Because he was the oldest person there, I constantly feared he would have his fourth heart attack and die there.
Mm.
Apparently he had three heart attacks. I said, so I am happy that he's finally going home. He had long suffered from diabetes, coronary artery disease, and high blood pressure, but would not have heart surgery at Guantanamo, which sends residents to the United States for cardiac treatment. In his early years of custody, the prison airlifted a mobile cardiac catheterization lab to the base for the procedure, but he said through lawyers that he wanted to have the operation in a hospital that specialized in heart health care,
yeah, well,
in either the U.S. or Pakistan.
That sounds like a good plan if you're going to have an operation. Don't have the military do it on you.
Right.
There's more coming up here. The number, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. I imagine this is a fairly in-depth story, Captain, about this gentleman.
There's a bit more to it.
We'll share a little bit more here. The chance, of course, your calls are welcome, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Is there anyone out there that is still like, yeah, lock more people in Guantanamo. We need to triple the numbers.
Ultra mega.
Is there somebody out there that's like that?
I imagine there are, but
if you're out there, I want to hear from you. 603-283-6160.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You should be ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. To go to Bitcoin.com where you can learn the basics. Just click on Get Started at the top of the page there, and the folks over at Bitcoin.com will give you some introductory videos you can watch. If you're pressed for time, just watch the first one. Spend 3 minutes of your life and learn some new concepts, some new ideas when it comes to finance. And Bitcoin, of course, has been shaking up the world of finance for more than a decade now. And if you haven't taken the time to learn about it, then you really ought to. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new, you can get all kinds of cool stuff at Bitcoin.com, including the latest news headlines, anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about Guantanamo Bay. Yeah. They're letting out the oldest prisoner, a man who's been there for 20 years. He's not just been there a long time, but he's literally the oldest guy that was there.
So what changed, I wonder, that they're like, yeah, we've decided you're not a threat anymore?
I presume they're going to tell us that in the story, but well, I don't know if they're saying he's not a threat. Like, it was pointed out, they're going to keep watching him, apparently, as he's free, quote unquote. But
well, as I pointed out, you might think that like torturing someone for 20 years might radicalize them.
Indeed. So let's go to the phone. So we actually have a gentleman on the line, Mike, calling from Maine, who tells me that he's a former Guantanamo person. He's an old Marine. Go ahead, Mike. You're listening to WLOB there in the Portland area.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know, I listen to you guys off and on all the time.
Thanks.
Peakless Mountaineer, Captain, you know, the captain, everybody else like that.
Thanks.
I know you're strong libertarians, and I'm on your side on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, I think you just really, I got to tell you something right now. You misunderstand what this is all about. I don't think sometimes you guys realize how dangerous these people are. And I'm going to tell you something right now. To guys like you, to the real libertarians, they're more dangerous to you than anything else.
What a load.
Well,
the danger, Mike, from to us is from the federal government. They're the ones who are putting our friends in prison. And here's what I want to say to you on this, and I'll let you, you're welcome to respond, but if you want me to believe that that these guys are dangerous, why shouldn't they have a trial where that is proven?
Well, listen, there's a difference in trials under the United States Constitution and trials under what you would call conspiracy, which is basically, you know, it's just, let me tell you something.
There's an international court apparatus. How about that? If you don't want to give them, like, the rights of an American citizen or whatever.
It's only for governments, though. There's no, you can't go to the court.
It's under the international code of law, okay? Just, you know, why? This is why the United Nations is so damn useless. Okay.
Well, we'll agree with you on that. I think we need to get rid of the United Nations, no doubt about it. But you didn't answer my question. Do you remember what the question was?
What's your question?
Okay. The question was, you said these guys are really dangerous and we don't understand how dangerous they are. So I said, okay, if they're so dangerous, then why shouldn't they get a trial where it's shown crystal clear with actual evidence of how dangerous they are before they get locked up for the rest of their lives or 20 years or whatever?
Well, a lot of them have been tried. Okay.
No, a lot of them have not been tried. I'm asking you about the ones that have not ever been tried.
I'm just trying to tell you right now. You guys are on the wrong track.
Did you swear? You didn't answer my question again, Mike. Did you swear an oath to the U.S. Constitution when you became a Marine?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you actually read it?
Yeah, I sure the hell did.
Did you remember the part about right to a trial and to face your accuser and to have evidence presented against you?
Yeah. That's for people. They're United States citizens.
That's not true. That's not true.
I beg your pardon?
These are rights that humans deserve, especially inside a political system. You're saying these people are less than...
Talk to the United Nations about it. Don't talk to
me. This has nothing to do with the United Nations. The people who kidnapped these men were the United States federal government. And our tax dollars are going to keep them in this cage for decades, and you're saying they don't deserve a trial?
No.
That's insane.
The trial is warranted. You know what?
You are the threat to the Constitution from the inside that you swore an oath to protect from.
Do you know who the hell the sheik is? The blind sheik?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Who is he?
Do you know how much of a threat he was to what you guys can
Less than George Bush.
In this country? Do you understand this?
Who is he? I don't know who this is. Who is he?
You guys are libertarians.
Who is the blind sheik?
For Christ's sakes, if anybody can understand this,
or are you just going to rant?
It'd be you.
He's just going to talk over you.
He's just going to assume that you know because this was part of the prep. This is part of the propaganda that they've been putting on the news networks for years.
Who is
the blind sheik? Is this terrible, terrible threat?
Is he somebody in Guantanamo Bay? Who's the blind sheik?
No, actually, he's in a place out there in Colorado. Okay.
Senator, who is he?
To never be seen from again. Because you know why? Because he convinced everybody else to become radical and terrorist. Okay? That's what brought you 9/11.
How many millions of people have died at his hands?
Many.
That's a lie. There's no man who's a terrorist that has killed millions of people unless you consider the United States government and the other governments of the world to be terrorists. And that's why I was asking that question, because these little dudes in Guantanamo Bay, if they were actually involved in terrorism, couldn't possibly have killed more than thousands of people. But millions get killed by governments of the world, sir, and you were a part of that, weren't you?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the assassination of Soleimani was a bad thing?
Okay, who was that? Is this the Iranian guy?
Yeah. You think that was a bad thing?
Yeah, I think assassinations tend to be a pretty bad thing, like killing people.
When you take out
these leaders that need to have their crimes exposed in a trial, you're not helping.
Yeah, let those people deal with their own problems. We don't need to be meddling in other countries around the world.
You're going to hope to hell someday that guys like us are on the wall to protect your sorry ass, because you ain't protecting yourself.
You know, I took that oath myself once, and you, sir, You are the threat to the Constitution that I swore to defend against. You are the domestic threat to the Constitution that I swore to defend against, that you swore to defend against. You have become the very thing that you swore you would protect me and my loved ones from.
Yeah, you guys are doing a real crappy job of protecting the people in the United States, because what you have done, you in the military have done over decades, is put us in greater danger. The reason why 9/11 happened, for instance, if you actually listen to Osama bin Laden, is because of the U.S. government and the military's meddling in other countries' business. Okay, so you can go back to the Founding Fathers. Again, this guy claims he read the Constitution, claims that he knows something about it. You go back there and you learn that a lot of those men, they understood that getting involved in entangling alliances around the planet was a really bad plan, that that was going to create enemies, that was going to create blowback. We've heard Ron Paul talk about the idea of blowback.
Yeah.
When you go over and you meddle in somebody else's fight, you're going to create enemies, people who are mad at you for that, and they want to take revenge for that. So you guys have been putting us in greater danger, all the while telling yourselves this story about how you're helping keep the United States safe.
Well, it's the case of people who are
trained. By the way, I just want to clarify.
Yeah. It's a case of the cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome. Mm-hmm. Right? It's all one thing now, and it happens when your brain has been conditioned specifically by the U.S. government. Right? This guy is a former military guy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Right? He's been trained,
brainwashed
in a very specific way to make the comments that he's making, and he can't escape from it. He's stuck in that mindset. Cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome. He has it.
I would have liked to have asked him if he would participate in invading a state if it's seceded from the United States.
Right.
And kill his own former countrymen. Because government said so.
I'll bet you he would.
Got to keep the state, the union together.
They would put this. They would put together the same propaganda campaign against us that they've put against all of the other people they want to target. And I guarantee you, he would watch his CNN, he would watch his Fox News, and he would absolutely support the murder of his fellow citizens.
And people like him, the people who were in the military, many of them become police, who then, they're here in the United States instead of over in some foreign place, and they occupy our streets and kill innocent people with, like, reckless abandon compared to other police forces in the rest of the world. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on Guantanamo Bay, we actually found somebody who supports it. I'm amazed.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.